Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Does Lima like, or does Lima no like?
Like?
Chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, let's get right to it, Kenny. After a Browns victory, as we right now are talking to all of our listeners online at the Odyssey app and around the world on a Browns victory Monday, we start out with Kevin Stefanski, 20-9 following a loss. You want to talk about adjustments and a coach who is well-deserved two-time coach of the year and a guy that invites us occasionally to his galas, Kevin Stefanski. That is a way to kick things
off.
Pretty
good.
What a great job yesterday.
Good record.
And yet, had a bunch of people going after him on social media.
Yeah, because the third down call. That's why.
Which I think you did a good job explaining, for the most part.
But since you and I have been invited to galas, now we just are water carriers for him. They don't want to accept the truth.
I think you have faith in your QB to do, your veteran QB to do the right thing in that situation.
Those folks will say we shouldn't have faith in the quarterback. So no matter what, it's a wrong answer. But
I do want to revisit this because we got a lot to get to. But I had kind of challenged you, like, oh, would you be saying all these nice things about Watson had they have blown the game?
Hmm?
Well, he would have been the one to blow the game. I don't think you would have said that it was a satisfactory outing had that ball just been picked off
now
instead.
Now, that is something else. If that had not been called a forward pass.
Right. We'll get to it a little bit later.
And it were covered by the Jags. I don't know. Trevor Lawrence was bad yesterday, so I don't know if they would have won the game anyway, buddy.
Yeah.
Lima no like.
All right, just the one big, big negative, and maybe, perhaps, you tell me, should this be on Stefanski? Browns penalties, number one in the NFL right now, 29 after two games, and they are five ahead of second place. So we've had that conversation countless times on this show. How much should penalties be on the head coach? It's something everybody says. Callers will always say, well, they're not coaching it. That's a coaching thing. Well, but every team goes over what you should and should not do during the week. And there's attention to detail, clearly, but there have been some Bill Belichick teams that have been some of the most penalized in the NFL. And there have been some Belichick teams that are the least penalized. Isn't it just kind of...
What are you going to do?
It's just kind of a luck thing. I hate to say it. Plus, your left tackle situation, a right tackle thing.
I don't think it's a luck thing. When it comes to shifts, motion, some of the other things, like the face mask thing, it's like, God, the holds maybe is a little bit of luck, but the other things, you got to clean that stuff up.
We didn't get a ton of participation in coming in hotline yesterday during the game. The most participation was about the penalties.
2 minutes and 3 seconds left to go in the game. 3rd and 36. Least disciplined team in the NFL. But yet you wouldn't know it the way that Ken and Anthony talk about Kevin Stefanski. That dude needs fired immediately.
Oh, my God. Two-time coach of the year.
Grow up.
20-9 after losses.
Lord. Lord.
I think I have...
Coming in hot, you could say anything on the coming in hotline.
That's true.
You could say anything.
Yeah, we can't really retort in real time. Although, I guess that's what we're doing.
Here we are. Lima no like.
I've seen just about enough of the swimming pool at the Jaguars game.
They need a new gimmick.
You know, in real life...
That's a killer.
In real life, if I want to look away from some unsavory bodies or people at a pool, I can look away.
Thank you.
I can't during the Browns game when the cameras are fixated on them the entire game. And then at one point, I think a bunch of teenage boys just decided they didn't care about football anymore.
No.
And they were just going to treat it like it was the 4th of July weekend at the local pool.
It's time to either get rid of it or put it in another place. Whatever you do, it's just, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear about it. It's the only thing they had going. I have another theory about that. It's the only thing they had going that was away from the football game yesterday were those people swimming in that pool. It's it I don't think I'd swim in it. It looks like a bacteria trap to me. Yeah. I ain't getting in that damn thing. I'm sure it's well chlorinated, but I ain't getting in that damn
thing. Especially with all the new beers that are being consumed at that game when the adults are in that pool. What do you think is happening? They're not getting out of the pool, toweling off, walking in flip-flops to the bathroom where they're just urinating all over each other. No, they're just going in the pool. And then the kids jump in there, and they're half-naked, and I'm looking at preteens half-naked during a football broadcast in a swimming pool the whole time. I don't really need to see that anymore. You can go ahead and show something else. You got 30 cameras at these games, although Digi yesterday, it was like the 30th broadcast crew. And as someone who has been on the 30th broadcast crew before, I know one when I see one.
I never heard that guy before. I thought he's pretty good.
Did you?
I thought it was a pretty good crew. You didn't think it was?
You know, it's amazing. Whoa, wow, it's not even so much about the announcers. It's the lack of cameras. You just have so few replay cameras all the way around to show you anything. And so there's so many plays. Like, I'm telling you, ETN slipped and fell in the end zone. They didn't have another look at it. Trevor Lawrence would have had an easy touchdown throw, but he fell, and I'm like, they don't have enough cameras to show that this happened, so nobody knows that the Jaguars had a for sure touchdown that wasn't covered.
I would understand you're spending more, or you're like the America's Game of the Week or the Jim Nantz broadcast is going to have more resources to it, but you're still paying billions of dollars for this. I don't know why there's a shortage. I believe in extra cameras, but I don't believe in shorting cameras. Mm. If that makes any sense. Yeah, I think it does. Like, don't take resources away.
Yeah. Big announcement.
Lima Light.
This totally got covered up over the weekend. Stipe Miocic is going to be back in the Octagon November 16th.
Yeah.
MSG against John Bones Jones, which means
Lima No Light.
That fight will never happen. Nope. And that could be the last we ever see of Stipe Miocic if we're relying on the unreliable nature of John Bones Jones.
Lime alive.
Isaac Okoro, 3 years, $38 million.
Wow.
Not
hey,
bad.
Great. Good for him.
But Max Strus won the weekend.
You know, I'm switching my celebrity cross. Max Strus, if you're out there and you're single, I'm here. Ooh. I'm ready.
Who's Max Strus?
Are these all athletes?
She loves athletes.
He's a basketball
She
player.
Knows her people. I'm like looking him up. I'm like, who is this?
Well, I really like basketball. So.
That is Jen from The Bachelorette, the most recent season. Ken, as you know, I like to talk and like to watch. When it comes to The Bachelor, she got humiliated at the end of the season.
Ooh,
the guy that won and the guy that proposed to her stopped talking to her 3 weeks after the show and then broke off the engagement.
That is the Vile
File podcast.
Okay.
That's it for Lima Lights.
There's two more things I have to add. One is that I saw already that he follows her on Instagram, so we might see a love story budding there.
Can we
there
get Jen go. On the show if she starts dating Max Strus? Will you allow it?
Yes,
it's the only way.
Well, it's not my choice. They can date all they want. Oh, you mean having her on?
Can
the show?
Can we have her? Yeah,
yeah. I don't
they
care.
Did a whole episode where they were at a radio studio doing a morning zoo radio show.
Yeah. Yeah, have her on the show.
Did she bring her own cowbell?
I wanted to get Marcia Gay Harden on the show, and she will not come on the show. She will
it's not. From lack of trying.
Yeah, it's every producer that this station has ever had
has tried to get her.
Well, not station. There's one producer who would never help us out. But other than that,
it's our whale.
Everybody else would want to go after Marcia Gay Harden to come on this show, and that's just not happening.